Good afternoon, Audioboo people. It is Robert here. Fee is somewhere.
Here.
She's there. It is my day of departure, and I wanted to share a little of the madness that is my flat whilst I try to pack for going to Germany. Not only do I have the madness of attempting to fit everything into a bag that I need to take with me, everything for the dog, everything for me, etc., I also have the madness of heating up Fee's coffee in the microwave again. I offered to, and you said no.
Yeah, because there was a reason.
Okay. Oh yes, I remember now. I remember now. It's fine. Yeah. There we go. So I'm heating up Fee's beautifully handcrafted coffee in my fork whisked, this time in a metal cafetiere that didn't break, thankfully. I'm heating it up in a microwave. And this is the way that she's drunk most of the coffee that I've made for her. I don't think I'll take it personally, but... Right, let's see what this has done to it. Has it all evaporated? It doesn't feel very hot. I'll do a bit more. Good. Glad to hear it. On the floor? That is appalling. The suitcases belong in suits. Yeah. Right, okay, let's do the croissant. You're what? That's fine, I've put it in your usual place. Hello, Vance. You want drink? Do you want drink? Always wanting drink, aren't you? Drink, drink! Right. As if you haven't drunk enough. Go on then. I want to drink a bit more, but I still have a headache. Oh, right. Okay. So I've done that. I need to put croissants. The plural of croissant, croissant or croissants. Assuming it's just croissant. Put them in the oven. I'm making up these words. Isn't it obvious? Here, Vance taking a bath in his bowl. Right, what do we have in the bag here? We have croissant. So we have two plain and two non-plain croissants. We shall pop these in here. One, two. I think those are the almond ones. Or almond, if you prefer. And And they should have two plain croissants. Yeah, yeah, these are the plain ones, fine. Pretty sure they are, anyway. One and two. Is there anything better in the world than croissants? I challenge you to find something. Oh, he's singing now. I better shut up. Probably just trying to drown me out, understandably. Right, okay, we turn that back round, because that was a bit hot. Let's give those 10 minutes to warm up.
Timer only 10 minutes. Start. Timer only 10 minutes.
Okay, the croissant sind in the oven.
Good.
Und ich muss einen do.
Gemarken.
Gemarken.
No,
it's not gemarken, it's marken.
I've got this off you.
Yeah. You're just going to put gut on everything. Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you think of a word for flatten?
Flatten?
Oh, I can't donate one, really. Because I'm not going to have a chance to go to the supermarket again. I'll fill up your one from yesterday if you want. Sorry.
Are they big ones?
Enormous. No, they're normal sized bottles. Two. I need one for Vance and one for me.
I'm not
going
to pinch a bottle if you've got two. I just thought
Sorry, it's just that the intention was to avoid having to go into supermarkets with my case and stuff. Yeah, no, I understand. I do understand you, Fee. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. I understand you. Thousands, millions wouldn't, but I understand you. Well, because I understand you, yeah. It's slightly scary. Boom, boom, boom. Oh no.
How long have you set the timer for?
Ages. Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. 10 minutes. A glass. Oh, would you like a plastic?
All right then.
Fine, I'll get.
Plastic will be all right.
Good, glad to hear it. Sorry?
What's the weather like outside?
Well, overcast, but nothing exciting. Well, there's no rain, but it's but yeah. Yep, yuckified is probably the right word. When you come in here, you've got to be really careful because my case is on the floor and that hurts if you walk into it.
Right, whereabouts on the floor?
In front of the sofa.
Yeah.
Here's water.
Thank you, darling.
That's okay.
Should I see if I can come in there and spill water over the place when I just fall over
you? Yeah, you can do that. Where are you planning on coming to?
The table.
Okay, that's fine. You can get to the table. About turn now.
Oh, it's all confusing because you've got all these lights on.
Sorry. Sorry, should I turn them down a little bit?
Well, do you think we could have some real light instead?
Well, I don't know about instead because I can't really get enough for packing purposes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, okay.
Why are you O-Lording? I can turn this the big one down a little bit.
Oh, please do.
Okay.
It's all right. I'll be at the nice shop soon, so you can have as many annoying lights on as you want then.
Okay. Good, good.
You better explain to Booville why I'm a bit funny.
Yeah.
They might not know.
Fee's a bit funny, basically.
Oh, thanks.
Was that not the reason? Okay. The reason is that Fee is pretty severely photophobic, and which means that light causes her a considerable amount of pain, which is unfortunate given that that's the main thing that Fee sees.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So I've got sunglasses on not all the time. I do take them off when I go to sleep.
You do.
But generally,
yeah.
I used to have this. It started 3 or 4 years ago. And I actually went to the eye specialist because I was worried about it. And he sort of noted it and things, but wasn't that worried about it. So that was good.
Well, I think it's a fairly standard symptom of this type of condition.
My mum said that she'd been reading and a lot of other people get it when they're adults.
Yeah, I think it tends to be a thing, I mean, not just for that condition, but for sort of RP-related things in general. It's something that develops in a large number of people.
What's RP? I don't even know what RP is.
Retinitis pigmentosa.
Is that what I've got? I don't think you know.
No, you haven't. You've got LCA, haven't you?
Yeah, so it's nothing to do with that. You're just talking rubbish.
No. They're all retinal dystrophies.
I love the way you know about it and I haven't got a clue.
Retinitis pigmentosa is effectively a group of retinal dystrophies where the cells in the retina die off, and as they die off you get reduced field of vision, night blindness, and eventual up to total loss of sight.
Are there styles in the field?
And LCA is Leber's congenital amaurosis, that is a retinal dystrophy which is caused by a number of genes which have all been mapped, I believe, now. It's caused by cells in the eye dying off or not being there or not being alive in the first place. And so not allowing a picture to form on the retina. So I think RP gets used as an umbrella term for an awful lot of conditions, sometimes including LCA, and sometimes not. And just for audio boost's sake, my condition at the moment gets called LCA. At times it has been referred to as RP, and when I was first diagnosed, they said coronal dystrophy. I'm pouring water all over myself, which is really clever. I suppose that, you know, the bottom line with these things is that they are just attaching. They're looking for similarities in things and attaching labels to it, and that actually with their eye conditions, each person is an individual, and there can be vast differences in experience and sight, level of sight, between people who are given the same label.
Yeah, but
Fee doesn't believe I've got LCA, basically, because my level of sight is so much more than hers.
Well, because all I can see is light.
And yeah.
You can see all this other random stuff, like, oh look, it's a church spire and stuff. And I'm like, right, good, that's nice.
Yeah, well, I think it would depend on what genes were causing it. Mine's caused by the famous RPE65 gene.
Famous to you, Robert.
No, it is famous because it's the one that they've done all the first lots of gene therapy trials on. I'm really not. They know about that already. I'm saying it because it's been done with about the first 3 or 4 trials around the world because it's a gene which it's a single gene is causing the defect there, and it's relatively simple as far as gene therapy can ever be simple to try and put that the right gene back in place.
But a single gene's not much use, though, is it really? I mean, You'd need a pair, wouldn't you?
Otherwise, squirt, you silly thing. You squirt.
Otherwise, you'd have a bare leg.
I'm trying, everybody, to get my stupid iron to squirt water at feet, but it's refusing to do it.
Yes, the iron loves me.
It does. It's not boiling water, by the way, everybody. It's just cold, yucky water.
so
that's all right, then.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the oven down before I actually cook the croissant. So there we go. This was going to be a boo about packing. It's turned into a boo about eye conditions.
Well, we can stop talking about that now. It's a bit boring, really.
Boring? I don't know. I think it's my thrilling subject.
Well, I know you do. Well, there you go.
That's fine. I'm just going to just finish ironing this shirt and then take them out.
So it wasn't talking about your shirt when it said complete?
No. Funnily enough, no.
I think it should know.
Do you? What do you think it should know?
Whether your shirt ironing is complete.
And oh, I see.
When it is done, it should go complete.
Complete. Complete. Door open. Iron closed. Oh. Squirt water.
Over fee.
Over fee, yeah. How did we get onto eye conditions?
Because of the lights and me going...
Oh, yes. And then talk about you being photophobic.
Mm. I'm bored of that now, though.
Yeah, no, that's all right. We've explained it to them.
I expect they're asleep.
They probably are, yeah.
You know, I'm nearly asleep with it. so I wouldn't blame them. I remember someone in my family who's sighted. When I got in touch with my friend Andrew, who's got a visual impairment, she said, "So what eye conditions he got then?" And I just thought, I don't know. I've got a headache too.
Oh dear. You've got more effective tools for dealing with it than me.
Yes, I have. Although, having said that, you haven't had a painkiller at all, which is completely your fault.
It's just completely my fault, but to be honest, it was a sort of self-imposed headache, wasn't it? You know, half a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Each,
yeah.
Yeah, it might have been a bit silly.
Might have been.
No, we were going to eat something, but we fell asleep in a cuddle instead.
We did. How unfortunate.
It was quite nice, wasn't it?
It was very nice. We were going to get a takeaway, but I couldn't remember my password for Hungry House in time before the place closed.
Before everything closed?
Well, before everything closed, yeah.
Except
yeah.
No.
All the all-night alcohol places. Well, all-night alcohol and cigarette places. And you can't really eat cigarettes, can you?
You can eat the chocolate ones, but they probably don't sell those.
Do they not? That's disappointing.
Did you turn this light down, Robert?
Yes. Is it knocked down enough for you?
Sorry, no.
Is it still quite bright?
Not with his head, no.
That's all right, I'll sort it out in a second. Just bear with me a moment, please.
When I've had the croissants, I shall pack my stuff.
Leave! Hooray!
Shop. Horrid. I'll get you back, don't you worry.
Yeah, she will as well. There's a ticker with my name on it.
There is. There is indeed.
Indeed! Oh, stupid shirt. Keep ruffling it up. It is. Why won't it just learn to lie there flat and be ironed? Is it something like Kugel? No, that's a ball. Hang on a moment. What's? I did know the word for iron.
I'm sure I could look it up.
Sure you could. Do you know of any accessible German, English... dictionary things for the iPhone that don't rely on an external connection?
I don't, but I think your friend for that would be AppleVis.
Okay.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
As in this VIS.
Apple VIs.
And if it isn't, try Z, but I'm sure it's S.
Yeah.
Right. And I think there's like translation as one of the
right.
I've got a very good English dictionary.
Yeah.
That doesn't need one, but that doesn't help you much, does it?
Doesn't really. I'm going to Germany, not England. I do English already. You wouldn't believe it, but I do.
I was going to say, well, kind of, yeah.
What was I going to do?
Croissants.
Oh, and light. Hang on a sec. Let's do the light first. Be really careful in here. Well, basically, tell me if you're moving, because the ironing board is away from the wall and it's got a hot iron on it. And basically... you know, it's all bad.
It's all bad.
There's plenty of opportunity to be killed.
Right.
Or seriously maimed.
Nice. You sort of
enjoy the thought of that when it sounded? What, you being killed or seriously maimed? No, I don't think so. The paperwork would be awful.
It would, yeah. Don't you... I thought you liked paperwork.
Not especially. You were about to say something else. Right.
So is paperwork just a necessary evil to pay bills, basically? And
yes, I would say so.
Rather than liking it.
Yes, I think that's probably true.
Fair enough.
And paperwork these days doesn't really involve paper. Yep, it's true.
The croissants from Paul's,
they
probably all want butter because I don't think they put almond paste in the...
Oh, right, is it just almond-flavoured pastry or something?
Yeah, and almond flakes on top, which is very nice. But, can I, because there's stuff everywhere, can I leave the butter into you today?
You can. You'll have to butter me up first, though.
Be a better butterer next weekend.
A better butterer?
Yes.
Be a bit of a better butterer.
Yeah. Thank you for turning the lights down.
That's all right. No problem. Yeah, we're really well suited in terms of our lighting needs.
I'll
be joking. Me as light as possible, fee as little as possible. Yeah.
Because that might imply something else.
What, that you were a vampire or something?
Never mind. Anyone's as naughty as me now, that's what I'm talking about.
Nobody is as naughty as you, Fee.
Nobody. Really?
Yep, really. Right, I have food here.
Fantastic. So we got one of each, have we?
We have one of each each.
One of each each.
One of each each. No. Oh, no! Bother! Right, take this off me quickly.
Yep.
Alright. Find some way of picking this up without cooking myself.
It's working still anyway.
It's working, but I don't know which way round it is, and I don't want to put my hand on the hot plate.
You'll have to feel very gently all around it.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, I think I've got it. Yeah, I've got it, that's fine. Phew.
And it's working though.
It's working.
That is impressive, because that happened to a light in my flat and it didn't work.
Well, we'll see if the electronics still work in it. I should have put it back in the thing on the end. It's my own stupid fault. Okay. I forgot I had a holder on the end. Right.
Whoops.
There we go. Never mind. Oh, dear.
Well, it was booed.
True.
You may as well move it.
Just true, yeah.
Is there some coffee left in the jug?
Possibly.
Or did you have it all?
No, I didn't have it all. Can I just sort out my croissants first, please?
Of course.
Oh, No. I've just only done yours so far.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's perfectly fine, Fee.
I really didn't know.
No, I know you didn't know. It's fine. Don't worry. It's not a problem. No problem. It may not be very hot coffee in the thing, and I'm not putting that in the microwave.
No, it's metal.
Yeah.
I bet it's sort of not too bad, though, because I think there are two layers of metal.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it doesn't get that hot on the outside, does it? So.
No. I think there are two layers of metal.
Yeah.
With sort of air in between, like a thermos
flask. Yeah. Or exactly like a thermos flask. Yep, true. Right. I'll come and rescue your coffee cup from you. Rescue or wrestle, I'm not sure which.
There's still some in it, but I thought
I'll just top it up.
Nice.
Yep, fine.
No, I'll top it up. I thought you said chuck it out then.
No, I said top it up.
I know, I realised after. Here you are.
Thank you, got it. I may have filled this a bit high, so I'm just going to tip a titchy bit out.
Drink it.
All right, I'll drink it then.
I don't mind you sharing my cup.
I'm going to put it in the microwave, actually, because that's not warm enough.
Okay.
Thank you. It's okay. Yeah, I really do need to go on in a moment. No, not 10 minutes.
High power.
Right, okay, I'm going to pause this boo.
Well, I don't know, I think it was getting interesting.
All right, then I'll keep the boo going, but you're about to hear me eating croissant.
Oh, but you've got to do a tasting.
Tasting, all right, here we go with the tasting. Apologies, this will be a very rushed tasting. Here we go with the plain croissant from Paul. It is croissant-shaped. I need to stop this coffee from cooking. It is croissant shaped, it is made of pastry. Is that a good start?
It is. And it's all crunchy.
And I think the pastry has been made with solely butter and nothing else. Mm. Oh, a bit of air. Mmm.
Mum, if you're listening to this. Turn your ears away at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not really just butter. It's ever so healthy.
Are you meant to be eating healthy stuff, then?
I hope so.
I'll ask them next time for a skinny croissant, shall I? I am. I'm bringing you back your coffee, though.
Thank you.
Do you have a hand?
Yep.
I think it's cool enough for you to take.
Thank you. You are a sweetheart.
Am I?
Yeah. And you're my sweetheart, so nobody else...
Nobody else can take it. Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay, so that's one bite. That's a bite of that croissant. I'll take a bite of the almond one now. Almond? Oh, I never know. Anyway, here
that
we go.
Thing.
Right, so this one is... it's still croissant-y shaped. It's quite heavy. It's heavier than the other one. It's quite a bit more crumbly too, I think. I'm going to bite into it. Here we go.
That is a great noise.
That's very nice. I think it does have almond paste in it.
Is it?
Mm. Oh, that's gorgeous.
You see why I like almond croissants now?
Mmm. I'll definitely have another one of these. Mmm. Mmm.
I think they both will.
Mmm.
I didn't really like almond paste. Maybe I just had the wrong one last time.
Maybe. The Robert has landed.
I did enjoy the plain one as well, though.
Yeah, I think their plain ones are really good, actually.
I have to tell you, though, they don't warm them up for you, which is a shame.
You can ask them to be warmed up.
But they'd be crispy if they did it, though, because they're not crispy when you get them.
No. Well, yeah.
Or would they just do it in the microwave?
I don't know.
We'll have to try it one day. You know, when we've got time and
stuff.
Which is not usually. I don't think eating croissants sounds too disgusting.
You know, it's a good job, really. You talk to the boucamou whilst I chew on my croissant.
I'll tell you what, unplug your what's-it then, please.
Your what?
Your what's-it.
Right, boucamou, I'm unplugging my what's-it. Oh, sorry, that what's it. Okay. It's unplugged.
Silly Robert.
Silly Robert, okay. It's in a suitable location.
Hello, boucamou. What am I supposed to tell them?
I don't know.
We went to see Eric Clapton last night, that was good.
Mm.
In fact, it was pretty fantastic, wasn't it?
It was amazing. The musicianship from some of those musicians was musically... How many times can I get music into one sentence?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. No, it was really, really amazing. The pianist.
Especially the pianist.
Wow.
Yeah. He was amazing.
Yeah, do you want to describe the piano playing? You can describe it. You're a pianist.
Well, at one point, Robert and I were holding hands most of the way through to...
make everyone else sick,
basically, yeah. And he squeezed my hand and said, "That is gorgeous." It was tinkly... in a beautiful way.
But like, going right up the whole range there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, the high notes and the lower notes. But the high bit he did, the high solo, was the highlight for me.
Yeah,
the highlight. Oh.
I did wonder how many fingers he had.
Quite a lot, I think.
Mm.
50, maybe?
Mm.
And the thing is... Yeah, it was. I don't know how to describe it. It was just amazing. Mm.
Was.
Did you boo that bit?
I think I did, but I'm not uploading that one.
Oh.
Because I've already uploaded a few songs and I don't want to do too many.
Oh, but that was a highlight, that was.
I know, but, you know.
You've already been naughty now, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think it compounds it a little bit if you the more you do, so I don't know, really.
Well, one more. See what you think.
Mm.
Not even the whole song necessarily, just that bit, because it was amazing.
I did get Paul Carrack singing there, and that was a highlight for me.
That was very good. And Eric Clapton did Wonderful Tonight.
Which was wonderful.
Mm. And especially for us, because we're sort of all ultra soppy at the moment anyway.
Mm.
Layla was good.
Mm.
A lot of it was good.
Acoustic Layla.
Yeah.
Mm. Apparently very rarely plays Rocking Layla.
Well, he probably got sick of it when he'd just done it. Because it was so popular, wasn't it?
Mm.
He probably just got fed up of it, and that's probably why he made the...
But it has got the nice piano bit on the end. Rocking Layla.
Well, and the guitar bit's quite...
Oh, yeah, another thing's good too, but yeah.
But, you would get sick of it, wouldn't you? It's like REM got really fed up with Shiny Happy People because so many people wanted them to play it. And that was great for all the so many people because they were only hearing it once or twice. But for everyone else, I don't know who that lady was who sang it with them. Shiny Happy People, but I loved her voice. I'd love to hear more of her just singing stuff.
I always forget about REM, actually.
Except when someone murders them in a Worcestershire pub.
Yeah.
Well, not them, but their song.
I thought that was quite a good title to put on there. I thought it might draw in a few people.
It was horrendous.
It was. Mm. Have you finished your croissant?
Not quite, no. Okay. I was going to say, I'll bring my plate in, but actually there's too much rubbish everywhere.
I have to say, everybody, I did actually do a big clearing out job the other day, and it's not as rubbishy as it was.
No, but because you're packing, you're sort of making a mess in order to pack, aren't you? So
I am. You know, I've unscrewed the kitchen sink. I just need to find a way of getting it into the bag.
What about the washing machine?
Oh, the washing machine. Oh, I forgot about the washing machine. Jeepers. What am I going to do? I wonder if all that vibration caused a bit of a problem. Oh, pardon me. Jeepers.
All that vibration.
Good vibrations.
Oh no. Boo commute, I'm so sorry. Robert, would it be possible? Since you're going away anyway.
Do continue.
For you to unplug a few things in the bedroom so that I can plug some things in places I can get to them, rather than...
I'm sort of charging things.
Oh, you're charging things too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I've got a train journey this afternoon and you're not going to the hotel till this evening.
Yeah, I know, but I don't
know
that I'm going to be able to charge stuff in the hotel very easily because they always provide one hidden plug. How many things do you need to charge?
Two.
Two. I'll tell you what, when I've done my ironing,
yeah,
which will probably take me half an hour, or maybe that's a bit longer actually. Well, can you take one of the plugs from under there?
Yeah, there's one socket here.
You take the usual one from under there.
Yeah.
And I'll find you space next door for the app thing.
Unless you can find me another plug here.
I doubt it, because it means following them all up, and I'm always a bit paranoid about putting out the router by accident.
Oh, I see. Well, the router. Now, I know which one the router is. It'll be one of these adapters, but there are there's one that's just a normal plug, so won't that be the lamp?
The lamp usually has quite a big adapter because it has a transformer in it.
Oh, what's the normal plug then?
I don't know. It could be the telephone.
That's not going to be a router.
The ones that don't want to come out are the router and the telephone.
Right.
The ones that can come out are the speaker dock thing and the
light. No, because I'm going to pinch the speaker dock. Okay. Can I try unplugging this non-adapter plug? Because routers don't have non-adapter plugs, do they?
I really don't know.
They don't.
Can you not just plug it in the spare one down there?
Yeah, but it would just be easier for me if it was together, but never mind.
I'm sorry, I just...
Okay.
I just really don't want to make a mess now.
Okay.
It isn't the time to make a mess. Ordinarily,
right.
I can make messes. What do you want plugging in next door?
I'll go and get it, mate. Okay. You carry on with your ironing.
Okay.
I'll go get it in a minute.
Okay. Sorry to be a bit pedantic about stuff.
No, it's fine. Honestly, you're going away. I'm a bit in the way, to be honest. I know you quite like having me here, but I am a bit in the way because you're trying to pack and stuff, so don't worry. Don't panic.
About a thing.
Don't you worry about a thing. I love that song. And I love the version that's on Now 22, which is by... I can't remember. But it's good.
That was a good conversation to start there. The one that I can't remember, that was on a thing that I'm not quite sure about.
It's a lady singing it.
Yeah.
And it's the very last song on Now 22.
Okay. When was Now 22?
92, I think. That was my first ever Now tape, this is how long ago it was. Pardon me. I went in first class on the way to Reading yesterday.
You did, yeah, and you got your shortbread or something, didn't
you? I got
you?
Shortbread and a really disgusting coffee, so I won't bother getting one of them again.
What, first class ticket you mean?
Well, no, I didn't get a first class ticket.
You know, you were in there without pay. This is disgusting.
The man put me in first class.
Disgusting.
Oh, who's he to do that? Who does he think he is?
He's a member of staff.
Sure, I know, it's shocking.
I know.
All those people in there who've paid a small fortune to be
there. There wasn't really anyone in there apart from one person who came in later.
Who's paid a fortune to be there?
I expect so, yeah.
Yeah, you would never ever catch me doing that.
Much. Frog in your throat, Robert.
Apart from Mark and I being put in first class on Eurostar coming back from Paris half ago, me being put in there with Vance about 6 months before that. I've been put in Virgin before.
What do you get in first class on Eurostar that's different?
Eurostar's quite good, actually.
So what's the difference between normal Eurostar and first class Eurostar?
The seating is 3-1 rather than 2-2.
What?
Number of seats across. So in standard class it's 2, then an aisle, then 2.
Oh, right, yeah.
And in first class it's 2, then 1.
Oh, I see.
So you've got wider seats.
Right.
They do a sort of airline style meal service.
But not in standard.
Not in standard, no, sorry, in first class.
Only in first class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah, it's fine actually. I've had some reasonable meals.
What kind of meals would they give you then? What sort of things might you get?
A choice of two things.
What did you have?
What have I had? I can't remember.
I mean, was it like a salad or was it like a hot thing?
Oh, a hot meal.
Yeah. Wow.
I've had both hot and cold. It depends on what time of the day you go.
Mm.
You also get... I think I might have broken the thermostat on this iron. It seems to be very hot.
Whoops.
Anyway, if it starts exploding, then, well...
Well, at least you're booing.
True.
Sorry, that's not... That's not that helpful, is it?
Thank you. What else do you get? Depending on the number of people on there, you can have a moderate amount, quite a lot of wine.
Ooh. That's the interesting
thing. They do it in, the little bottles of wine that are about a glass each. And,
yeah.
And I think, theoretically, there's only meant to be one per person, but on lightly loaded trains, you can...
Sometimes get another one.
You can get more.
Mm.
So I have returned to the UK after having... or three glasses before, which has been very pleasant.
I'd love to go on the Channel Tunnel with you.
Indeed, I think we should do it definitely at some point, although we do need to sort you out with a small matter of passport first, don't we?
We do. But it's something to look forward to.
Yes, definitely.
Sort of maybe next year or something.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I think we should aim to do it early-ish next year. I basically...
Although it depends where we're going, because we don't want to go somewhere with all yucky weather.
Everywhere in Europe has yucky weather.
Yeah, but I'd rather go... I don't really want to go myself. I'd rather not go in the middle of winter. If we're going to have a nice thing abroad...
Well, no, I was thinking spring.
If we're going to have a nice trip abroad...
Because we want to go when there are fewer people.
Oh, yeah. Not...
So summer's no good. And also...
Well, June or something might be okay.
Yeah, but also I have the small matter of needing Mum to look after Vance. If I'm not... if we're going...
so it has to fit the holidays.
If we're to go anywhere that's in... I could theoretically take him, but it adds complication to it, basically, is the thing.
Yeah, because there'd be my luggage and your luggage and Vance's food and stuff.
So otherwise it's got to be in school holidays.
I see. So, like, maybe May half term or something like that?
Yeah, maybe.
Sort of this time next year, maybe?
Yeah, could be.
Which would give us ages to organise everything.
Yeah, that would be good.
And it would mean I didn't have any choir rehearsals and stuff as well, because it would be half term, so that would suit me.
Yeah, that all sounds pretty good.
Another thing we need to do sometime this year is the steam trains.
Yes.
And you can do those any time of year, because... Although you're wandering around somewhere like... I'd say Bridge North is a good place, to go all the way to Bridge North.
Yep.
Because...
How long does it take?
About an hour, maybe.
Oh, that's good. I like reasonably long ones.